29. One time I had to answer my mom about Jolly's situation, being that my mom asked. She knew I wasn't getting paid for these times of sitting. It was early in the morning before school. She commented on me going to Jolly's again that day. I worked on explaining. Jolly, she's gonna get on her feet. She's had bad luck. I don't know. It's like... I'm putting on my sweater and putting my math book in the backpack. It's like, you know how a bowling ball goes when somebody bowled it crooked? It goes into the, what do you call that place? You know, when it goes sideways. My mom is giving a last swoosh with the sponge to the counter. She says, the gutter is what you call it, LaVon. I leave for school not forgiving my mom for saying that.
LaVon still wants to help Jolly, even though she's not getting paid. Jolly has become a kind of cause for LaVon, something she's passionate about, just the way her mother is passionate about her cause, the tenant council. Somehow, though, her mother doesn't see how the two situations are similar. Let's keep on reading. Start at chapter 30 on page 76.